Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and
I love. Anyway, we got Little T, Psychic Little T is here. Always love when Little T is here, and a lot of great energy and a lot of great readings and a lot of great conversation we always have. And Little T in a couple of weeks is going to be on for the full hour, so she'll be starting 30 minutes earlier. So looking forward to that very much. So if you want to call in and speak to Little T, the number is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Time is short, so you want to call right in. And then at the top of the hour from Lilydale, Greg Keane is here, one of the almost, I wouldn't say founder, but he's been up in Lilydale a very long time, and Lilydale is like the mecca of spirituality in America, I believe. And anyway, always have a great hour with Greg. Okay, so stay with us. Okay, let's go ahead and let's bring in Psychic Little T at A Journey in Light. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back, of course. We always have great conversations. I'm sure the listeners love it, too.
Yes. Yes. So what are we talking about today? What's on your mind?
Well, I want to actually ask you a couple questions about the missions that you do for the homeless. You know, I hear stories every now and then that a lot of people are homeless because of mental issues or because they're down on your luck. But, I mean, what do you find that you come across?
Yeah, a good question. You know, it's the whole gambit. There are some out there with mental issues, definitely. Like, you know, a lot of times I always will ask, can I take a picture so we can show our love in action so people can see it's real. And I had a guy the other day said, I rather you don't, man. He said, I've had people look for me and try to kill me. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, you ever had anybody try to kill you? I said, well, not really, but I understand. And I'm not going to take a picture. No problem. But you see that, but that's not the, I would say that's just a part of it. And then you get the people with a lot of disabilities. You get a lot of vets on the street, which is sad. You know, they've got limbs lost. You know, one guy only had one eye that he could see to. One guy was, you know, mainly blind. It was so bad. And then I got others where one guy I talked to who pushed shopping carts in downtown Oklahoma City. And he said he's been on the street for 20 years straight. And he was an older black man. And he said when he was a kid that in his family of six that he started to go to church with friends. And his parents didn't like that. So they kicked him out of the house. And so he's been homeless on the street since a kid. So
that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kick
God.
Your own kids out of the house because they believe one thing and you believe another?
I don't know. I mean, my son's gay, and I've heard of parents kicking their kids out of the house because they're gay, which is unbelievable.
You know, it's amazing that you even said that because I was walking out. I did not hear the whole conversation today while I was in a restaurant. But all I heard is, you need to be in San Francisco. And there was a young lady there, and you can tell that she was a lesbian. And there was an older couple there, and you hear the wife go, shh. And I thought, wow, it's 2017. Now, this couple had to be in their late 70s, early 80s. You know, I don't even know how to say this politely, but if you don't believe in something, keep it to yourself. Like, don't force your opinion on somebody else.
Yes.
And it broke my heart that people are so judgmental of other people, and it's not for us to judge. At least this is just my opinion.
Oh, so, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, my other question to you is, what drives you to do this?
Well, it's just, I don't like to see someone suffering. My heart
right.
just goes out, and I've got to do something. Just like a prior guest to the show just a little bit ago, an hour ago or so, she's, you know, moved into, she lost where she was living. Now she's in a hotel, and she thinks she's all right. She's looking for a roommate. But I said, if you ever get to the point where it looks like you might be homeless, you contact me, because we will do some fundraisers, and you will definitely have a roof over your head if this show, you know, stays on the air. If it, you know, we've done that before for Melvin. Helped him, you know, stay in his place so he wouldn't be homeless. So it's just my heart. I mean, my God, you know, I do this show day in, day out, and it's not fake. It's really me. It's spirituality. And what is spirituality? It's love. It's loving each other. It doesn't matter what color of the skin. Doesn't matter if you're my brother, real brother, or sister, or kid. You know, those people on the street are my brothers and sisters too, and I care for them. I really do. It breaks my heart.
Awesome.
Others just ignore it. They just ignore it like it's not even there, and they go into their rich homes or whatever. That just breaks my heart.
Right. You know, it's also, I was reading an article how a pastor had dressed up as a homeless man and sat on the front porch of his church to see how his congregation would react. And he was so disappointed because they were like, you need to move. You need to get off the steps, until they found out that it was the pastor. Then they put their tail between their legs. But that's how, you know, I don't want to say most, but some people are. It's, okay, well, I have the latest Benz and you have nothing. Like, we all need to help each other. Like when my car was stolen a couple weeks ago. Nobody heard anything. Nobody saw anything. They didn't have video cameras in my area. I'm like, what is going on with society that there's a lot of negativity? And when you hear one good thing like your missions, I'm like, wow, that's real positive. I love stuff like that. I love staying positive because there's so much negative in the world.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And just like we're talking about all this positive about helping others, but then today you hear about, you know, the Republicans, Congress, and not getting political, but them and Trump passing this new health care that would throw so many people off the rolls, and they could care less if people die. And that breaks my heart. It really does.
Right.
Because the only thing that does is give a tax break for the millionaires and billionaires. That's all it does.
Yeah.
And people can stand there and just agree with it. Like, you can't be spiritual, and you can't even be a believer in Christ. You just can't.
You know what it comes down to is greed. That's the number one word, greed. And I said when Trump got into office, I said the only thing I want this man to do is make a better healthcare system for all Americans. And, you know, again, I haven't had a chance to watch it, nor do I really watch it, because it really makes me mad that there's so many people out here, like our mental health system. I could go on for days about how bad it sucks in the United States, that when my son was in elementary school and needed help, he would have to wait 12 hours in a hospital to see a psychiatrist for them to say, oh, he's fine, take him home. I said, yeah, because he's been here for 12 hours. He's hungry, he wants to go home, so he's going to tell you whatever he wants to get whatever he needs. And that's the problem with, there's not enough of what we need to go around for the mental health system. And now that Trump's in office, and I agree with you 100%, I could talk forever about politics, but I just really choose not to, because there's a lot of heated discussions, and regardless, Congress and Trump or president at the time do whatever they want. They lie to get into office. They tell the people, oh, we're going to do X, Y, Z, and they don't do anything that the American people need. And again, this is just my opinion.
Yeah, a quick story, and then I know we got to go to calls, but there was a guy who I'm going to try to really run down and get him on my LA show to interview him, but there was a guy who went around, to go back just a little ways, about a couple years ago, his son overdosed on drugs, died, and very sad, he's about 20, 22, and the guy was so enraged about this, and wanted to make a change in America that he went ahead and supported Trump so much that he quit his job, sold his house so he had money to live on the road. He was a songwriter. He would sing songs. And he would go and take his guitar, and he would go to a ton of Trump rallies just singing his songs in line, all these Trump songs. Well, then he saw this health care bill that Trump supports. It would take away money for substance abuse, and that just broke his heart. And he said Trump broke his heart. He would never, ever consider voting for him again. He broke his trust, and I say amen, brother, you know, and I really want to bring him on and interview him, and
I would love to hear that.
Yeah, but yeah, I've heard him, you know, being interviewed before on some of the places. And gosh, what a compelling story, and what a I don't want to say these names. I think, but then again, how could we expect a guy who lives in a gold tower to care about us? I mean, I said that during the campaign. He can't relate to us. It's incapable. Really, it is. He's incapable.
He can relate to us. He just chooses not to because he stepped on many of toes to get where he is now, and then has the, how can I put this nicely, the FU attitude. And that's, again, this is just my opinion, and it sucks that so many Americans are losing out right now, and with Trump and what he's doing. And but we just got to keep praying for him, because God's the only one that can change his mind, hopefully. But it's even like all the war that's going on. Like, I turn on the news going, are we at war yet?
Yeah.
Because the way that they're always talking about other countries. And
yeah,
I'm like, man, why can't everybody just be peaceful? But,
yeah,
you know, you can tell I'm a Democrat, can't you?
it's the only place to be anymore. I always voted for the person, the man. I've voted back and forth. I'll be honest about it. But now it's the only place to be, if you have a heart.
Right.
If you really care. I really mean that. If you really care about your brother and sisters.
And that's the problem. Well, not a problem, but that's how I am. I'm like you. I care. I care too much sometimes, where I'll put myself second or third. And then I've learned, like, look, I can't do that, because if I get sick, nobody else is going to take care of me but me. So, but,
yeah,
you know, I think we should take some callers, because if not, we're going to have like a 3-hour show on politics.
Yeah, I could do that for sure. Okay, let's go to callers here, and let's bring in first, I'll introduce you, Little T, to one of my dear friends here. This is who I talk about a lot on this show. This is from Georgia, one of my longtime listeners and dear friend and brother. This is Melvin to the show. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, Michael. How are you all?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Yes,
Hi, Melvin.
All right.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see whatever any messages or anything you see in any area of my life coming up.
You have one particular spirit around you. I'm not getting if it's a male or female, but I feel like you're not listening to the spirit. And they're like, dang it, listen to me. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Okay. But I'm hearing mom, grandmom.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to start listening to her. I don't know what particular question that you have for me. I mean, do you have a direct question?
Yes. I got injured back in July of last year.
Okay.
At Walmart, and I've been on restrictions since July of last year.
Okay.
Now I got injured again a couple of days ago where I was sitting at the door and a cart pusher associate pushed a bunch of carts in my and it hit my back, and that's the where my injury was at the first time.
Okay.
So I just want to know, like, my question is, I know I got to have surgery on my left knee. It's not a serious, it's minor, it's a ligament tear. How do you see that going, and how do you see this case going for me?
I feel it's going to go extremely well. I feel like you kind of have some hesitations about therapy. It all goes hand in hand. When you have the surgery, go through the therapy. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to help you all tremendously. I feel everything is going to work out for you. Unfortunately, I can't give you a timeline because, again, it's the United States of America. So just keep doing what you're doing. And please listen to Grandma.
I don't know what I'm trying. I don't know when they're what I'm passing times. I stay a little focused more. Try to listen to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, you already knew what I just told you, and trust me, she's a strong woman.
Oh yeah.
When I'm sitting here slamming my hand down on my leg, and she's a Southern woman, you better listen to her.
Oh yeah, that's my grandmother.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, she's a tough little cookie.
Okay. When will this case settle?
I'm sorry?
When will this case settle for me? Because it's been since last year, July. Almost
I understand this. And I can't give you a timeline. I'm not feeling like there's a timeline right now. Just go ahead, like you said, focus on what you need to focus on.
Right.
And by the time everything is said and done, it will be settled. So
okay.
I wish I could give you more information.
That's okay.
But that's all I'm getting.
Okay.
But I wish you the best of luck and definitely keep Mike informed of what's going on, because I would like to know. This is the only bad thing. I don't get to know what happened like a year down the line.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah.
And I think you're a long-term listener, so keep listening.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's my brother there now. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to hold you all up. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care, Melvin.
Hey.
I love you.
All right, Michael. Love you, bro.
All right.
Take care.
Keep
now.
In touch. All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
See, this is what I love.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. It don't matter if it's your real brother or, you know,
right.
We're all brothers and sisters.
We're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm. And like Melvin said, you know, some time back, he said, you know, what Michael does, and I'm not putting things on me. I'm just saying, you know, what you do in spirituality is you look in the inside, the inner part of a person, not the outer side. And,
right.
And but anyway, we better get to the next call. Area code 309. Welcome. You're on with Psychic Little T. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I just always enjoy tuning in and seeing what kind of conversations are going on. So it's always exciting.
You know, me and Mike talk about everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was just up on a ladder listening to it. And so, yep.
Awesome. So what's your question?
I suppose about my love life, what you feel for that. I recently, my husband passed not quite a year ago, and I'm in a new relationship. I have a lot of hope for that. It feels good. It feels grounded in all of the right things. But I
still feel like you're grieving.
I am.
Like,
and
I feel such
that,
a sorrow. I can hear it in, like, your voice. And, like, I don't know how to say this nicely, but it's like a depression. And, like, you're trying to get out of it. But you can't. It's like an endless cycle.
Right. Right. And it feels unfair to bring that to a new relationship, but I can't seem to shake it.
Okay, let me ask you this, and, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but how long after your husband passed was it that you got into this?
5 months. It wasn't very long at all.
Okay.
It was.
Did you feel you were ready, or did it just kind of happen?
It just happened.
Okay.
I wasn't looking, and it was absolutely by chance that I met this person, and we connected very strongly, very quickly. Like I said,
it feels like he passed suddenly, though.
Yeah, my husband did.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is the information that's like coming high speed now.
Yeah, I was not expecting it.
Okay. Wow. I feel like he's telling me it's time to let go of all this. It's time to move on. He wants you to be happy. And I also feel that you might want to see a grief counselor.
Yeah, I did that for a while.
Okay.
And I think it's just there's a lot of changes in my life from having to leave my home and where my husband and I were and dragging up a lot of memories. So it's just like those waves
but
of grief
sweetie,
are
he's
just
right behind
slamming
you.
Me.
No, he's right behind you. Don't think he's leaving you for a minute. You guys had a connection,
too. I think that's what I'm afraid of. I feel like when I leave our home, then I'm going to leave him, and I'm it's like,
you're not leaving him. He's going with you.
That.
He's like, ha, you ain't getting rid of me that quick, huh? I mean, you got to look at it on the positive side. I know there's been a lot of negativity, but you have to move on. You're still living. You're not dead. You need to be happy, too. And he's happy for you. He sent him for you.
That's funny, because I've told my new friend that, you know, I said, I know that my husband had something to do with this because you are handpicked. You know, I mean, just, and I guess it's just hard to move forward in a relationship when I'm still, you know, I'm still kind of stuck just in that sorrow. So.
Time is short. Let me say a couple of quick things to you, Michelle. I don't know, have you ever read many or any near-death experience stories?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have? Like Danny and Brinkley and others? Because I find, you know, I lost my parents when I was a kid, both of them. And I find a lot of comfort in that because by people that have been dead, gone over there and can tell you what it's like, and they are full of joy. They are so happy, and they want us that are left to be happy also and to live the rest of our life that we're supposed to finish. So, and they're always with us. They check back with us. They come back and forth. So location doesn't matter at all. It's you that he's attached to. So he's never going to leave you no matter where you go. And he's extremely happy, and he wants you to be happy.
Michelle, let me ask you this, because I just felt this. He leaves stuff for you?
Did he leave stuff for me?
Yeah, like you find things that remind you? Because that's what I'm
all
feeling.
All the time. Yeah, because I'm packing, so I'm always finding
Michelle, things. He's so there with you. He's not leaving you. He's guiding this relationship. So
okay,
when
thank you
find
thank
stuff,
you.
Like, I want to say pennies, but I'm not sure. It's him.
All right, we're out of time. It's flat out of time.
Right.
No time left,
all
guys.
Right. Thank you, Michael.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry. You're very welcome.
All right.
Little T, we'll see you next week here and look forward to expanding the show here in a week. Everybody,
awesome.
Please redial for Greg King coming up. And if you want to contact Little T, her link is there and her phone number is there right on this show page. Thank you.